Beginning tonight's shir in Simen Reish Nun Vav, which is on page 54, the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, "Kishahoyu Yisrael biyeshuvon hayutokim bi'erev Shabbos sheish tekios." When Klal Yisrael was in their yeshuv, when they were in Eretz Yisrael in the olden days, they used to blow on erev Shabbos 6 tekios, kedei lahavdil es ha'am min ha'malacha. In order to separate the nation from malacha, to remind everyone to stop doing malacha, they would make 6 tekios. In the olden days in Eretz Yisrael, says the Rama, "V'nagu b'kihilos hakadoshos," and in the holy congregations, the custom is shekolshu samach l'Shabbos kechatzi shah o shah. When it gets close to Shabbos, like a half hour away or an hour away, shemachris shlatzibur lahochin atzmon l'Shabbos. The shlatzibur makes an announcement that everyone should prepare themselves for Shabbos. V'hu b'mkom ha'tkios b'yameyim, and that takes the place of the tkios that they used to have in the olden days. V'chein roi linog b'chol makom, and that is appropriate to act that way in every place, to have such an announcement made. The Mishabura writes in Sefkaton Aleph, Samuch lo Shabbos kechatzi shah, haynu chatzi shah kodem sheniskase ha'shemesh meitanu. This is referring to a half an hour before the sun is hidden from our eyes, referring to a half hour before Shkia. V'zeu achrozas ha'shliatzibur al kol b'nei ha'ir, and this is an announcement the shliatzibur is making for all the people of the city, sheyiru lahochin atzman l'shabbos, that they should see to it that they should prepare themselves for Shabbos. So that's to everyone. Ulebalei melachos, and for those people who are involved in melacha, roi l'shloach ish, it is befitting to send out a person, levatel osan mimalachton mikodem, to stop them from doing their malacha even earlier than this. And that would be appropriate to be done 2.5 hours before Tzeisak Olchavim, shuzman mincha katana, 2.5 hours before Tzeisak Olchavim is mincha katana, because mincha katana is 1.25 hours before Shkia, and Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is approximately 1.25 hours before Tzeisak Olchavim, approximately 72 minutes. The Kanal B'Simen Reish Nun Aleph. V'zeu la'erech shah u'reviyah kodem sheneskasa ha'shamesh. Like we just said, that's approximately 1.25 hours before Shkia. So again, so we're saying over here that the person who tells everyone to get ready for Shabbos, that should be 1/2 hour or 1 hour before Shkia. And then there should be another person that is going by Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 hours before Tzeis, telling everyone who is involved in Malacha to stop their Malacha. Old Kosova Magen Avram, the Magen Avram writes further, the Royal Valley Chachanuyos, Sheyizguru Chanuson Kimosha Kodama Shabbos, that it is fitting for store owners to close their stores about 1 hour before Shabbos. Kigedola Hamachshela, because there's a lot of stumbling that could happen. Shelefa'amin bas sar echad, because sometimes a sar will come. V'nimshach hamaso matan atshech hashech hamamish. It could be a non-Jewish sar that comes in and you get so involved in the business dealings until shkia mamish, and that's going to be a problem. Now the Shaar Tzion over here in Sivkoton Gimel brings down what exactly is this time of the Balei Chanuyos that they should close their stores like 1 hour before Shabbos. So he brings Hainu Shoa Kodem Hashkia. One pshat he says is 1 hour before Shkia. V'zeu gamkein be'erach hanal. That's similar to the time that we just mentioned before, that the Balei Melacha stop. U'mashakos al Magen Avram Shah, that which the Magen Avram writes 1 hour, efshar de bizmano hayu nohagin lahaktim tfilas arvis be'erach Shabbos shom mechza kol malayla. It's really the same time as we said the Balei Melacha should stop. It's really 2.5 hours before. It could be they were makabel Shabbos 1.5 hours before Tzeis. So saying that they should close their stores 1 hour before that is really by Plag Mincha. It's really Mincha Ketana, I'm sorry. It's really by Mincha Ketana. It is the same time as the Mishabura brought down for the Balei Melachos. So the first opinion of the Shaar Tzion is this time of closing the stores is really identical to the time of the Balei Melachos that they should stop doing the Melacha. Oh, efshur deratza magen avram levatel es harab b'miuto. Or he's trying to at least trying to limit the Chilul Shabbos, ukedei sheyitzu ha'olam lemayit hergelon. So even though really the Balei Melachos should stop, you know, the earlier time by Mincha Ketana, but the Magen Avraham is writing that the stores already should be closed 1 hour before, even though it should really be longer, but he's just trying to limit as much as he can, to do the best that he can, so he lowers it to 1 hour before Shabbos, which ends up being, you know, 15 minutes after Mincha Ketana. He doesn't want to push the issue all the way to Mincha Ketana, so he's saying 1 hour before instead of 1 hour and 1/4 before, which gets you to 15 minutes after Mincha Ketana. But either way, Clearly, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that everyone should have an announcement to them to get ready for Shabbos a half hour or an hour before Shabbos. And then we said that Bali Malacha and possibly the storekeepers, according to one Pshat in the Shaar Tzion, should already stop at the Zman of Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 hours before Tzeis HaKochavim. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, besides the idea of the stores closing so you don't get involved in some sar and the discussions lead you to Chashei Chamamish, in the first white line of the Mishnah Berurah, he writes, Mulvadze, besides this, Kefi haragil shanoshim gishabos me'achanuyos. Based on what is normally happening, that the women, when they come back from the stores on Erev Shabbos, rochatzos, they shower, veloshos, big day Shabbos, they wear their Shabbos clothes, kodem alokas aneros, before they light the candles, v'im yis'acharu milotzeis, and if they delay in leaving the stores, yavo chas v'shalom l'sveik chilu Shabbos, the worry that the women are going to get involved in a sveik chilu Shabbos by the time they get to light the candles. Ubeprat b'yom ha'ketzarim, certainly on the days that are very short. Therefore, it is very appropriate that they should leave the stores earlier and that the stores should already close at an earlier time. The Odos Kabbalah Shabbos Gamkein Yesh Kilkul. Once we're on the topic, in terms of Kabbalah Shabbos in general, there's also a kilkul that's going on. Sherov Ha'om Yeshlam Heter Betos. Because most of the nation is relying on a heter by mistake. And they assume it's okay. Shall kol od shelo amru baruchu o kabbalah Shabbos kefi anog biyameinu. That so long that they didn't answer baruchu or kabbalah Shabbos mizmor shel yom haShabbos, like our minog is, osin kol atzarch lam leShabbos, they keep doing malacha that's needed for Shabbos. Afal pishu laila mamish, even though sometimes the davening gets delayed, and by the time they get to mizmor shi or get to baruchu, it's already Shabbos, but they're like mora heter to do malacha till the makabel Shabbos, even though Shabbos already came in. That's a big mistake. Therefore, you should be makdim and makabel Shabbos earlier and start davening earlier. Don't wait for the Rav who didn't come yet. If the Zman came to start the tefillah, even if the Rav is not there, it's a schluss for the Rav that Chilul Shabbos shouldn't come out through his hands. If he's running late, don't wait for him. That's not a covet. It's a covet not to wait for him in that case. To prevent Chilul Shabbos, that people shouldn't think they are allowed to do malacha until they get to Baruch Hu, until they get to Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitus of Katan Beis, B'chol Makom. So we said this is the way you should be knowing in all places, that in place of the 6 tekios that they used to have to separate the nation from Malacha, that there was a Shliat Tzivah that goes around telling everyone to get ready for Shabbos. That is a worthy minhag to be done in all places. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kedei Shelo Yavo Yisrael Lidei Chilul Shabbos. That prevents Klal Yisrael from coming to Chilul Shabbos. Ubekehilos gedolos ma'od, in the very large congregations, she'iyashar lahachris, where you can't just make one big announcement for the whole kehila of when to get ready for Shabbos. Nachon ma'od, it's very appropriate, she'imatsu anoshim, that you should find people, hamisnadvim, that are generous people, ba'am, as part of the nation, leilech uluzares b'chol rechoves kirya, aldvar skiras achanuyos v'adlokas aneros, that they should go around the mizares, everyone in all the streets, about closing their stores and lighting candles. The ka'es nimtza kein bekama ayaros gedolos. And nowadays we do find this in some big cities, chaburos kedoshos, these holy chaburos, hamiyusados al hashgacha Shabbos, that were set up to watch over Shabbos properly. The ashrei chelkom, and praiseworthy is their lot. Kihem mezakim es Yisrael avim shebeshamayim, they're helping to connect Klal Yisrael to their Father in heaven, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yisru avur ze hamischazkim tomid b'mitzvah zo lebanim gedol Yisrael. And the people who are mezakeh, everyone to be mekabel Shabbos in the right time, they're going to be zocha through that to children that are gedol Yisrael. Pretty major bracha. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Otzvav, he writes, Ukein la she'omru b'Shabbos chav gimla mebeis. Similar to what the Gemara says in Shabbos chav gimla mebeis, hazohir b'ner ayin sham. We say one who's careful about, Rashi says, it's their Shabbos and their Chanukah, he's zoche tobonim tamidei chachomim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, v'sham ha'lo hoyo zohir rak ba'atzmo. That Gemara is discussing a person's careful of halakas nerves by himself. The kol shekein bazeshu mezake tomi l'rabim bnei Yisrael. Certainly, this person who's mezake l'rabim certainly will be zocha to abonim gedolim. The gam amru chazal gabi alkana. Very appropriate. We're approaching Rosh Hashanah. The haftorah, the first day, is the haftorah about Chana and about Elkana. Kishaya ole l'regel b'chol shana. When he would go to do aliyah l'regel every year, haya mechavin b'chol pam lezareis es Yisrael. He would have intention each time to be mezareis klal Yisrael. Shem gam kein yisku b'mitzvah zu lalos l'regel. He was mechazik people to join him and to go do aliyah l'regel. The Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem said to Elkanah, Ato kivanto lezakas Yisrael. You intended to be mezakeh klal Yisrael. Ani otzi mimcha ben sheyizakeh es Yisrael lefonai. I will have a son coming out of you that will be mezakeh klal Yisrael in front of me. V'zocho v'yotzo mimenu Shmuel. He was zocho that Shmuel came out from him. So you see, Taka, a person who's mezakeh the tzibur, whether it's to be mezakeh at the statue malacha before Shabbos, like candles on time, or to do the mitzvah lila regular, anything you do to be mezakeh the rabbim, you're zocho through that to have a ben that is a gadol. That concludes the Simen Reish Nun Vav. And now we will begin Simen Reish Nun Zayin. And that is Dinei Hatmona Scham in the Halachas of Atmona. We'll begin Sif Aleph in this year, and Amir Tashem will complete it in the next year. The Mechaber says on the bottom of 54, in the Mechaber, Ein Tomnim B'Shabbos, we cannot insulate on Shabbos. Afilu B'Dover She'enu Mosef Hevel. Even in something that does not add heat, just something that keeps in the heat, you cannot do that Hatmona on Shabbos. Aval B'Safik Chashecha Tomnim Bo. But during Ben HaShemoshos, when it's only a Safik, if it's Shabbos or not, then you can do Hatmona. This is referring to doing Hatmona on Shabbos. You have something that's on the stove and you want to keep it warm. So on Shabbos, when Shabbos already started, you want to put some towels around it and insulate it. That is forbidden on Shabbos, even though it's not adding heat. Keeping in heat is aser as Hatmona on Shabbos.
Specifically on the stove?
No, wherever the Hatmona would be. I'm just giving an example.
Boiling hot pot comes off the stove.
Same problem, yeah. I when I said stove, I meant when you turn off the stove and then you have the soup sitting there and you want to put it out. That's what I meant. Yeah. Says the Mechaber Vayter, V'ein tonin bedover hamosev hevel afilu mi bodyom. So the first line of the Mechaber is talking about doing hatmona, something that doesn't add heat, it just keeps in the heat. That's aser on Shabbos. Then the Mechaber says, something that will add heat is aser even from before Shabbos. You can't do hatmona with something that will add heat from even before Shabbos. That's a discussion that we had previously about crockpots. According to those poskim who say it's a problem with the oval ones that go inside, it's a problem of Atmana. So that's Atmana, that's even us. If you put it in before Shabbos, that would be us, because that's most of Hevel. That has a heat source. It's adding heat. That would be us, even mi bodyom, even from before Shabbos, according to those shitas. Again, we had a whole discussion, Ayin Shom. Vim hitmin bedavar most of Hevel. And if one did Atmana leading into Shabbos with something that adds heat, hatavshil usr afilu b'dyeved. The Mechaber paskins that dish is usr even b'dyeved. But v'davka b'tzonein sheneschamim. Davka is a dish that was cooked, but it was cold, and you heated it up. O sheneschamik v'yofilo. Or it continued cooking, and it benefited you more by the additional cooking. Ava b'omid b'chamimuso k'shar rishon. But if something is just staying in the same status as it was before, mutter, then b'dyeved it would be mutter. It's only also b'dyeved if there's a gain. It was cold and it got hot, or it continued cooking and it got better, but if it just stays in the same status, so then b'dyeved it would be mutter. That's what we're going to go till tonight, and let's see the Mishabura. So the Mishabura begins in Sefkatan Aleph Ein Tomnim. This is going on the first line of the Mechaber, that you can't do Hatmana on Shabbos, even with something that does not add heat. Ein tomnin la'achar shenizbashel hatavshil, after the dish was already cooked. Rotze la'atmino bedover sheyishmar chumo. You want to insulate it with something that will keep in the heat. Kigom bekarim uchsasos v'kadome, like using pillows or cushions or something similar. V'atzru lasos kein b'shabbos. They ask you to put these things around it on Shabbos. The time of the reason is, d'shema yimtza oz k'dei raso tzonenes v'yarticha. Because you might go over to your dish on Shabbos and see that a taka got a little cold, and you're going to start heating it up. That's the concern. If you're going to come to insulate it, you might come to heat it up. And that's a problem. The chayav mishum bishul, that would be an isra bishul. Again, we're going to be talking about liquids over here, because we're talking about something that was already cooked. So a salad, if it's already cooked, we hold that ein bishul achar bishul. A liquid, if it's already cooked, but it cooled off, so then there is a problem of bishul achar bishul. And even according to the opinion that we discussed earlier, that there is no bishul achar bishul even by liquids, Kevan shenizbashal pam echas. Even if it's liquid, it was already cooked, so there's no problem of bishul achar bishul. It's still a problem of hatmana. Why? Mikol makom ikel u'migzor. We still have room to make a gzeira. Shema yichamemea agabe ha'esh. Maybe you'll heat it up on a fire, which is not a problem of bishul, but v'yichata b'gecholim, that you might stoke the coals, v'yischaya mishum mavir. So even if we take out any problem of bishul, because you already cooked it, so if you come to cook it again, for a salad, for sure there's no problem. And even a liquid, according to some shitas, ain't bishul achar bishul, even by a liquid if it cooled off. But still there's a problem, whether it's a salad or a liquid, according to any shita, l'maisa, there's an additional problem that you might come to heat it up in a place where there are coals, and you might come to stoke the coals. And the Shaar Tzion points out in Sifkot and Gimel, all the way to the last line of the page, Ulefi zeh afilu davar yavesh, according to this svara, that you might come to soak the coals, even if it's something that's dry. According to everyone, there's no problem with bishul achar bishul by a salad. Gamkin asr lahatman, says the Prima Gadim, it would also be asr to do atmana, because according to this new understanding that the Mishnah is telling us of why it would be asr to do atmana, forget about bishul. There's a problem that you might heat it up in a place where there are coals and you might stoke the coals. And havarim, igniting a fire, is asr according to everyone. And therefore, that's why Hatmana is usher on Shabbos, even in something that doesn't add heat, because of what you might do when you go to insulate it. You might go and do the wrong thing, either cook it or do havara on coals, and that's the problem. Sifkot and Beis says, "Av abasavich hashecha, ayin lekamon besimin reish samach alat sif alat ba'agob b'mashik osad nusham." I'm not going to ruin the surprise that we'll get to soon. The discussion of exactly when it's bein hashmashos, we'll get to that later. But during that time period, we said tom nimbo, you can do hatmana. What's the reason? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel, "Distam kideros bein hashmoshos roschos hein," because most pots in bein hashmoshos are still boiling hot. "V'lekel migzer gzeira hanal," the whole gzeira we just said is that you might go to insulate your pot, and you'll see it's cooled off. But pots are not cooled off during bein hashmoshos; you just turned off the whatever heat source. It's still hot, and therefore we don't have a concern that during that time you're going to come to heat it up and do bishul or do havara, and therefore hatmana during that period of savich hashecha, whatever it is exactly, is permissible. Then the mechaber told us the ein tonim b'davar amos of hevel afilu mibod yom. You can't do hatmana; you can't insulate with something that adds heat, even from before Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkot and Dalid, this chiluk between something that's most of Hevel or not most of Hevel, the Mechaber by asering something that's most of Hevel before Shabbos is obviously saying if it's not most of Hevel, it's okay to insulate it from before Shabbos. That's clear. But Zokta Mishnah Berurah, Hainu L'Tzorach Shabbos, that chiluk between most of Hevel and not most of Hevel is only for something that's for a Shabbos need. The food is for Shabbos. Avo Tzorach Motzoi Shabbos. But if you have the food on the pot, for Motzei Shabbos purposes, Muchach Misimin Reish Tof Reish Tes Hilchos Yom HaKippurim in the Ramah Sham, the Ein Matminim B'chol Gavni. It's clear from the Ramah that you can't do Atmana even from before Yom Kippur, even with something that's not most of Hevel, a much bigger Chumrah. And Kain Kosov Magen Avram, and this is what the Magen Avram writes. Now in the Mishnah Berurah, in the notes, in note number 4, if you turn the page, just one page, note number 4, in Siman Reish and Zayin, he writes, he quotes what the Ramah tells us in Hilchos Yom HaKippur, and he writes, "She'ein lahatman be'erev Yom Kippur l'tzorach motzoi Yom Kippur." You can't do atmana, no matter what, going into Yom Kippur, even for food you can eat after Yom Kippur. "U'betam ha'dover kasa Magen Avram." The Magen Avram writes, the reason is, "She'nira ha'dover ki'ilu hisbashil b'Yom Kippur l'tzorach ol." It looks like you're going to be cooking on Yom Kippur for weekday, for afterwards. And the Magen Avram writes, "She'lochein gam atmana be'erev Shabbos." And therefore the Magen Avraham extends this Ramah and says, you also can't do Atmana from Erev Shabbos till Motzei Shabbos, even with a Dover She'enu Motzei Hevel. That is the Ramah, that's how the Magen Avraham explains the Ramah. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, Achtoma Alze, but he expresses bewilderment at this, Umasik, and he comes out to Rak Chumru Shenogu Kein V'lo Medina, that that's Stama Chumra. It's not really halach l'maisa. Note number 5 explains that we explain many things that you're allowed to start before Shabbos, and the melacha continues on into Shabbos. So why would cooking be any different? Once you start it before Shabbos, if it's for after Shabbos, it would be allowed to go on. So that would only be a chumra ba'alma, this idea of atmana in a dover she'ena mosef hevel, before Shabbos, for purposes of motzei Shabbos, it's not halach l'maisa. Look what they write. According to them, it's for sure 100% permissible to do atmana with a dover she'ena motzav hevel from before Shabbos to motzav Shabbos. The ancient afilu minuk lahachmir, it's not even a minuk to be machmir. What's their svara? If you look at note number 6, Shom Kosa, they write, she'ikra atam she'osir lahatman be'er Yom Kippur. The reason why you can't do atmana from before Yom Kippur to after Yom Kippur, it's a very specific reason that is bedafka for Yom Kippur. Whom ishum shenira kira'avton, you look like you're gluttonous. B'masha lot achra achila, you're before Yom Kippur now. You're already worried about what you're eating afterwards. You have to put your food up now for after Yom Kippur. Ve'ena rotza lahamte b'motza Yom Kippur ad shamacha yisvashel. You can't wait Motza Shabbos l'kuk. You have to put up before Shabbos. It just doesn't look appropriate, and that's why it's a problem. Ve'imkein ein zeh shayach el Yom Kippur, and therefore that svara makes sense only on Yom Kippur. Has no shaykhus to Shabbos, and therefore there's absolutely no reason in the world, according to them, to be machmir on Shabbos. So calling out, according to most poskim, that there is no problem with Motzei Shabbos, but there is the Ramah who says it about Yom Kippur, the Magen Avraham, who suggests that it's for Shabbos as well. But we have these chilukim, and the bottom line, the Mishabur is coming out, according to them for sure, that there's not even a minute to be machmir on Erev Shabbos, not to do atmana with a dover she'ena motzav hevel for Motzei Shabbos, and therefore we're sticking with the regular rules that do atmana with a dover ha-motzav hevel is aser from before Shabbos, but not dover she'ena motzav hevel. And according to what we're saying now, l'fidi zachronim, it wouldn't matter if the food is being insulated before Shabbos, for Shabbos, or for Motzei Shabbos. It would be the same halacha that if it's motzav hevel, it's a problem. If it's not motzav hevel, it would not be a problem. Says the Mishaburin Tzivkot on Vav. We said you can't do atmana with something that adds heat, even mibod yom. Kosa prim megodim, as we turn to page chav ches. What? I skipped hey, thank you so much. Hamosav hevel, sifkot and hey, the last line of 54. I skipped that by accident. So you can't do atmana with dover hamosav hevel. Why is that? Very important, Mishnah Berurah. Gzeira shemeyatnin be'efer. We're worried you might insulate it in ashes. Sheyesh bo gecholim, that has coals in it. V'yichate b'Shabbos, and you might come to stoke the coals. That's why you can't be matman even on Erev Shabbos, although that's most of Hevel, because they're worried that you might be mechate b'gecholim. But the question over here is, it seems like a gzeira l'gzeira. We're saying, really, you shouldn't do it because you might do the hatmana. You can't do hatmana b'davar most of Hevel, even if there's no coals. Why? Because you might do hatmana in something where there are coals, and that's the problem because you might come to stoke the coals. It seems to be a gzeira l'gzeira, which we don't normally make. So if you look at note number 7, which is again the next page, the afal pishi gzeira l'gzeira, even though l'chora this seems like a gzeira l'gzeira, shema yatnin ba'efer, A, you might do atmana in ashes where there are coals, and number 2, v'shema yachata, you might soak the coals. The ain goes in gzeira l'gzeira. So the Rambam explains in the Pirush Mishnayos in Shabbos, shekevan sheshtei ha'gzeiros nikbu b'shoacha, since these two gzeiros were established at the same time, hei nechshavos k'gzeira achas. That's considered like one gzeira. It's like the Gemara says, like kula chad gzeira hi. It's like one gzeira. The fact that they made it at the same time, they saw that gzeira is not going to work unless they make the other gzeira, and therefore it is viewed as one big happy gzeira. That's how the Rambam explains. Tosas Yontif writes further, based on Tosas and Shabbos, sheish mekomo shero chazal tzorech ligzer gzeira gzeira. He says, no, in fact, it is gzeira l'gzeira. But sometimes Chazal felt it appropriate to, in fact, make a gzeira l'gzeira. Even though we don't normally do it, sometimes they felt it was appropriate. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot and Vav, doing atmana with a dover and most of Hevel is asur even mibod yom, kasar apin negodim da'afilu im hitmin kodom chatzos baboker. Even if you did the atmana before chatzos on Friday morning, with the davar hamosav hevel mikomakom ovid isura, you're still doing an iser kishemasha beatmana zo al Shabbos. By leaving that hatmana that's mosav hevel going into Shabbos, you have done an iser. Ve'eno misalei kodem chashecha. If you don't remove it before nighttime, you are over the iser, even though you started hatmana early in the morning. And if you look in the Shaar Tzion in Hey, he writes, the goren mishehia da alma shalkira. This is different than the regular din of shehia. Over here, by saying you can't have it on from Friday morning till Shabbos, obviously it was fully cooked and we would assume it got to the point already of mitzamik viralo, still hatmana is going to be aser. Masha'enkin, we saw by shehiya, as long as it's mitzamik viralo, you're allowed to do shehiya without having a garva katam. And therefore we see over here, the sheet of the mechaber is that Hatmana is more chomer than shehiyah. Oshen etzamik says the Mishabura Viter in Sivkaton Zayin. The Mechaber Paskin that if you did in fact insulate with the Dovra Mos of Hevel, the Tavshil is Aser even b'di'evid. But when is it Aser even b'di'evid? Dafka if it was cold and it heated up through your insulation, or it continued cooking in a beneficial way. It says the Mishabura Pirish, le'inyan di'evid. This that we're saying it's going to be usr even by the eved is doing it's beneficial cooking even afterwards. But even if it's going to get worse, it's still usr lachatchila. Just by the eved, it's okay. So we're saying that these cases of tzonation and schamim or nesamik v'yafalo, that's going to be usr even by the eved. But lachatchila, it's usr even mitzamik v'yafalo. Just by the eved, it will be okay. That's the Mishabur is pointing out. The final Mishabur that we'll do today is Sifkat and Ches. We said if it's only omid bechamimusok ishari shona, then it's mutter b'di'evid. Says the Mishnevura, Hatam, the reason is, the holo ahani mais of klal. You haven't accomplished anything. It remained in the same status. But if you look at note number 9, just the first little section, v'afal pisha mais of ho'ilu shalo yitzanin atavshil. What do you mean your mais didn't accomplish anything? You kept it warm. That was your intention. Your mission accomplished. The Chazonish writes, shekevan shet, Sheshvach ze einu nikker, since this benefit is not recognizable, einu nechshav shehu ilu maisav. Since it was warm and it remains warm, so there's nothing recognizable in what happened to the food, and therefore that's considered that loho ilu maisav, your maisav didn't accomplish anything. In other words, it wasn't cold and got hot, or it wasn't it became a more geshmaka dish, it just remained exactly how it was. It stayed a little warm the way it was before, even though you accomplished what you wanted, but that's considered that it's not ho'ilu ma'isav. So says the Mishavura, the reason why that's going to be okay b'di'evid is the halo ahani ma'isav klal. Your ma'isav didn't help at all. The kasav ha'magen Avram, the huadin, the same thing would apply ha'matmen b'shabbos b'dover she'eno mosav hevel. So too, this is talking about atmana on something that's mosav hevel from before Shabbos. The same thing would apply, says the ha'magen Avram, if you do atmana on Shabbos with something that's not mosav hevel, which is really usher to do, the shari b'di'evid afagav dasa isura. Even though you did an iser, because you're not allowed to do atmana with a dover she'eno mosav hevel on Shabbos, so you did an iser, but it would be mutter b'di'evid to ha'eno elo ome b'chamimuso. Because the ma'isa, when you're doing atmana with a dover she'eno mosav hevel, you're for sure not accomplishing anymore. You just try to keep the status quo of the warmth that's there, and therefore that's also considered eno ahani ma'isav, and therefore b'di'evid, that would be mutter. So the only case that we're saying again in the Mechaber, that if you do that atmana, it's aser, only if it's recognizable to change, the dish was cold, and you did that atmana with the davar most of them before Shabbos, now it became hot, that would be aser even with the eved. Or if it was nistamik v'yafalo, it got a more beneficial cooking. But if it was already fully cooked and nothing changed, you just kept the temperature the same from before Shabbos, or even on Shabbos, if you did it with davar she'eino mosav hevel, in that case, b'di'evid it will be okay. L'chalchil avis aser, but b'di'evid will be okay. We'll stop here, and Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we'll finish the sif and go weiter.